Imagine being there. Imagine being there on the morning when Jesus Christ rose from the dead. What would that have been like? How would that have changed your life?
There was a day we held our breath and felt the sting of bitter death when all our hopes were buried in the grave. Our eyes awake, our hearts were torn between our faith and what we knew before our King was buried in the grave. And grace was in the tension of everything we've lost, standing empty-handed, shattered by the cross. And all we had was a promise like a thread, holding us, keeping us, oh, from fraying at the edge. And all we knew,
for free.
God is looking for people who will move in His power and His praise, people who will say yes to Him, people who will tell others about the good news of Jesus Christ. This is Dr. Doug Cowan, Director of Ministry here at Life FM, with some thoughts on the power of one willing witness. When Sunday school teacher Ed Kimball walked into the shoe store where Dwight worked, it was for one reason only. Today was the day that he was going to pray with the 17-year-old to receive Christ Jesus as his Lord and Savior. Ed Kimball had described young Dwight as having a spiritually dark mind and unlikely ever to become a Christian. But God was leading Kimball to meet once again with the teenager and speak to him about Christ. And when young Dwight L. Moody bowed his head and said yes to Christ, the angels of heaven sang with joy. And over the next 45 years of his life, evangelist D. L. Moody would lead over 1.5 million people to saving faith in Christ.
Hi, this is Noah. Two of my favorite songs are Me Without You by Toby Mac and Make a Move by Royal Taylor.
Raindrops rolling off my brim, street lights got the pavement glistening. Touchdown, I fall into your arms, right where I belong, your everlasting arms. And where would I be without you? I'd be packing my bags when I need to stay. I'd be chasing every breeze that blows my way. I'd be building my kingdom just to watch it fade away. It's true, that's me without you. Ooh, 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 ooh. That's me without you. Ooh, 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 ooh. That's me without you. Ooh, 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 ooh. Don't know where I'd be without you.
Here at KAXL, we're working hard to expand our ministry reach. We know that the good news of Jesus Christ, when it's broadcast on the radio, can travel into places, into homes and businesses and cars and hospital rooms, through doors and walls. It can travel into places that other types of ministries simply cannot reach. KAXL is able to reach people with the gospel because we're a radio station. And now we're expanding our ministry by providing seminars and workshops to local churches, churches like yours, as a way of strengthening your family and your church, and maybe even reaching into your church's neighborhood. We're offering, for free, marriage workshops, parenting classes, and even stress management seminars. And the size of your church doesn't matter to us. In fact, we really want to help the many small and medium-sized churches in Bakersfield and Delano, Shafter and Tehachapi, where the pastors are working hard to care for their flocks and hard to reach into their neighborhoods, but may not have time to do these kinds of workshops and seminars. So if you'd like to know more, give us a call. I'll take you to Starbucks. I'll tell you all about it. And thanks for supporting the ministry of KAXL. And if you're not yet a financial supporter, give us a call at the station. We'd be glad to tell you how you can become part of our ministry team.
So much I wanna do, my mouth just keeps on running, but I never follow through. I heard that true religion is love with hands and feet. I wanna find my own way to reach a world in need. Yeah, I've been captured by the unimportant, locked in, and now it's time to break free. Yeah.
Thanks, Noah. Those were two of Noah's favorites. Noah is one of my son Grant's really good friends and like the number one Dodger fan in all of Tehachapi. So thanks, Noah. We want to turn our attention right now to the prayer requests that have come into our station at the KAXL website over this past week or so. We want to spend some time praying for them. Bonnie has come to our prayer room once again requesting prayer for her daughter, whose name is Joni. Her daughter's real sick and is currently being tested for cancer. And a lot of things are indicating that her daughter's just real sick. So she's asking for prayer. She knows that God can do the impossible. They're waiting for a bunch of test results. She's asking that we would pray with her that her daughter would be healed. And so, Father, we come to you right now in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to pray for Bonnie's daughter, Joni. You know she is very, very sick, and you know she needs your help. And I am asking, Father, that you, in Jesus' name, would touch her right now and would bring healing to her body and healing to her soul and healing to her mind and strengthen her spirit. That you would prepare her for life, because your Son has come to give us life and life in abundance. So I pray that you would work in Joni's life like this, and that you would help Bonnie too in this really difficult time of need. Lord, these are our prayers. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. And then Dan has listed a prayer request up here for a friend named Tim who's struggling with several issues. In the past year and a half, Tim has lost his wife to cancer. Tim, we're so sorry. Her parents, his father, and also his job. And he's struggling financially. Just feels like he's in a ditch. Please pray that God will continue to provide for his needs and to comfort him in his losses. Yeah, Dan, we will pray for Tim. Father, I just come before you on behalf of this brother of ours. His name is Tim, and you know him and you love him, and he is your son. He is your son. You have adopted him. You call him your own. You call him a dearly beloved child, because he's put his faith and trust in you. And you see all of these losses in his life. His wife to cancer. Oh, Father, bring comfort to him. Her parents, Father, bring comfort. His father, Father, come and comfort our brother Tim with a comfort that can only come from heaven. He's lost his job too. Please provide for him employment. Provide him employment in a way that he can bless others by being there, and they will bless him by employing him. Father, this is our prayer. Please take care of our brother Tim in Jesus' name. Amen. And then one more. Someone didn't leave their name, but asked that we would please pray for her dear friend who has lost her husband to cancer, and they have 4 young children. And so she is going to have a very rough road ahead. So let's just pray for this widow, this single mom with 4 young children. Father, you are the one who will stand in the gap for the widow and the orphans. You are the one who will provide for these children. You are the one who will provide for this widow. And we ask that you do this in Jesus' name. We ask that you would protect each one of these children. Guard their minds, guard their hearts, that you would strengthen them every single day of their life, and that you would reveal to them just how much you love them. And I pray for this dear lady who has lost her husband to cancer. I pray that you, as her husband, would provide for her, and that the body of Christ would rise up and take care of her and provide for her needs, that we would be your hands and your feet in the life of this woman, in the life of her children. This is my prayer, Father. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hi, this is Amber. For years, I introduced Bakersfield to Adventures and Odyssey episodes, and now I get to introduce you to a great new way to strengthen your family and reach into your neighborhood. KAXL is teaming up with my dad, Dr. Doug Cowan, to provide marriage seminars and parenting classes to local churches like yours. We want to help to build your church and strengthen your family, and it's free. To find out more, call the station or go to KAXL.com.
We were up at Love's Truck Stop last Saturday night, here in Tehachapi, doing church for the truck drivers, doing church with the living room up there. And it's something that we do about once a month when the weather is still good. And we met some neat people. We met Corey, who's from Baltimore, and he was taking a load from the Bay Area to Colorado. Just a really neat guy. We met Bill, who is, what a character. Bill really likes to talk. Bill's about my age, mid-50s, a true vagabond. He's well-educated. He's done a lot of stuff in his life, likes to talk about all the things he's done in his life, and just travels. Billy had a backpack and a guitar and just was on the road. And there he was up there in Love's truck stop. Before we started the church, you know, I was talking to Bill and we were giving him food and we had pizzas and we had Costco, whatever, and we, you know, were feeding everybody. And Bill, you know, we made sure he had a good lunch. And he just talked and talked and talked and talked about all these different stories in his life. So I was kind of concerned that once we started the service, I just didn't know what was going to happen. And of course, our service is out there in the middle of the road with all these big, you know, trucks and trains going by. It's a really great place to do church. Anyway, we get started and we're talking about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. A friend of mine, Deke, who's a high school teacher down in Palmdale, he starts sharing his thoughts about the resurrection. And those of us who know his life, you know, we're just on the verge of tears because he's talking about how any father, any man, if someone in his family was confronted with death, you know, dying from a disease or whatever it might be, that any father would be in the chapel in the hospital praying, Lord, take me instead, not my wife, not my child, take me instead. That this is the heart of a father and it's the heart of our Father, where Jesus dies in our place, where Jesus says, Father, take me instead. It was beautiful. It was moving. And knowing that this friend of mine had a few years back buried one of his children, it made it even more emotional because we knew that he was talking about himself, that he was the man who had been in that hospital chapel praying that prayer, and that somehow it helped him to identify with Jesus Christ, who has died for us. And then I started to talk about the resurrection of Jesus. And I got to say this, as I started teaching just for about 10 minutes about the resurrection, there he was, Bill started talking. And I got to tell you this, instead of just rambling like he had done before, like he did after, at that moment, Bill was entirely focused and he turned to everybody and he said, this is the most important thing you will ever hear, because this makes the difference between heaven and hell. This determines where you will spend all of your eternity. And then he stopped. Now, I will tell you, in my counseling practice up in Tehachapi, when people come, there are two root issues that people have to deal with, because it really determines how they're going to live their life. It really determines the kinds of choices that they're going to make in life. The two biggest issues in life are these. One is to come to grips with the fact that one day we are going to die. One day you are going to die. And the second thing is this. It's the answer to the question, what happens next? What happens after we die? If we think, if we believe that when we die, there's nothing. It's crickets, nothing. There's nothing. Then when we live our life now, between now and when it is we think we're going to die, we have to grab for all the gusto we can get. We have to live life to the fullest. We have to spend all the money we can. We have to do all the entertainment that we can. We have to do whatever we can so we don't deal with the fact that at some point we're going to die and then there will be nothing. Crickets. That's all there will be. But if we understand that there is eternity after we die, and that because we have put our faith and trust in Jesus Christ, and because he is risen from the dead, that's the promise that we will rise from the dead too and spend eternity with him. He is the first fruits, he's the first one, and that we will be next, all of us collectively. We will be next, and so we can live our life making an investment in that eternity. We can invest ourselves into other people. We can invest ourselves into relationships. And we can invest ourselves in our love and service to God. Your answer to the question, what happens next, is the biggest thing in all of your life. It will determine pretty much everything, every decision that you make in your life from now till the day that you die. So is there life after death? Is there judgment after death? Hey, listen, Jesus says, yeah. In fact, Jesus talks about hell a lot, a lot. It's like he's warning people all the time. Don't go down that road. It leads to hell. He's warning people, don't do this. Repent. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Put your faith in me. Be born again. Jesus says there's life after death and there's judgment after death. The apostles say the same thing, and Jesus' resurrection proves it. When he rises from the dead, he proves that there is life after the grave. I was looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 15. In Paul's letter, 1 Corinthians, you know, he deals with all these church issues. He's got this issue and he's got that issue and they're messed up here and they got this right. He's talking about marriage. He's talking about church services. He's talking about all these things. And finally, about two-thirds of the way through the letter, he says, okay, enough's enough. Let's deal with the main issue. Here's the main thing. It's the resurrection of Jesus Christ. You either believe it or you don't. And if you believe it, this is the power of God on display. And if you don't, because it didn't happen, hey, we are the most messed up of all people on the planet. Paul says, what I received, I passed on to you as being the most important thing I could tell you, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day, just like the scriptures said he would. And then he appeared to Peter, and then to the other of the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 people at the same time, most of whom are still alive. Paul is saying this is a real event. This really happened in history. And that there are hundreds of witnesses who can declare that this happened. Jesus has risen from the dead. And it's the most important thing that Paul could tell this church. It's the most important thing that you can hear today. Christ is alive, and we are alive in Christ. The resurrection proves who Jesus is, that he is the Son of God. And the resurrection is God's promise to us that we're next. We will be raised from the dead. It's a real thing. It really happened in history. And it's the dividing belief between saved and lost. And Paul points out that the rulers of this world would never have crucified Jesus Christ if they'd have known that he was going to rise from the dead. Well, you know that he did. Align your life to that truth and live a life worthy of the calling that you've received.
This is a call to all the dead and disappointed, the ones who feel like they are done. This is a word to all the ones who feel forgotten, and you are not. Oh, you are not. 'Cause we're alive, 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 and we're singing. We're alive, 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 and we're shaking. We're alive, 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 alive in you. And we are soaked in all the grace that we've been given.